The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This is Mutual.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Emperor Pigs is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/emperorpigs and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/emperorpigs.
The following audio program may contain content not suitable for some humans. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there! I bet you weren't expecting me, were you? It's your favorite friendly neighborhood werewolf, Jared! Oops, my bad. I meant vampire. Today, we're doing things a bit differently. I know this might come as a bit of a surprise, so let me explain. If you've been paying attention, you'll know that a certain bloodsucker named KT stole from me the only thing I've ever held precious. My identity as a werewolf. The bitch betrayed me in the worst possible way. She turned me into this freak show! She took the only thing I ever had and stomped all over it! I thought we were friends. I thought she cared about me. Unfortunately, KT's mistake cannot be so easily forgiven. You see, I once was a pretty understanding guy, but this has just ruined my life completely. I was outed my carrier wolf job and fired! I've been completely shunned by my community! The worst part, I can't even see myself in the mirror anymore! You know how hard it is to do your hair in the morning when you can't see your fucking reflection! It's pretty hard! So, what's my point? Someone has to pay for this, and that someone is KT! And I will make her do the paying! With a little help from my new friends, of course.
Why, hello, Jared.
Hey.
What could happen when monsters and demons start running the pizza shop? Emperor Pigs, pizza and cigs, pizza and cigarettes.
The city of Rochia. A nesting ground of politicians, hypocrites, liars, and of course, identity thieves. Since my old roommate turned me against my will and into a vampire, I've dedicated the remainder of my immortal life to make her pay! Her and the rest of her friends at Emperor Pigs.
Featuring Poppletron as Jared, Grant Patrizio as Lord Holgar, Katie Otten as the Androgyne, Dirk Alley as Carl, Cassandra Cherry as Haley Carlson, Felicia Elfstrom-Hidian as Mrs. Lind, and Ken Marsiglia as the vampire biker leader.
I've brought you here today because we all have a similar problem. A common enemy.
Emperor Pigs! And actually, it was I who brought you all here at the suggestion of my new friend, Jared. He too was wronged by one of their employees.
Kaelin Thorburn, commonly known as KT, A vampire.
Oh, I've always hated vampires. Oh, except for you, buddy. You're cool.
Whatever you say, no gender.
Silence! Let us not skip the formalities. I call to order this first meeting of the League of Scorned Patrons. On our agenda tonight, revenge, revenge, and revenge on Emperor Pigs.
Here, here. The manager assaulted me.
I spent an entire year as a statue in a necrophiliac's bedroom, thanks to their Gorgon chef.
They supernovaed most of the Sun-Ticks. It's been a painful slog regrowing our ranks.
We have all suffered great losses because of the miscreant fools at Emperor Pigs. They dishonored my late husband.
They routinely misgender me.
Well, if you would just pick one, then it wouldn't even be such a big deal.
Excuse me? And just why should I have to force myself into an arbitrary set of behavioral constraints based upon society's archaic fixation on genitals?
No one cares about your genitals!
Oh, yes, yes, my friends. I'm glad to see you all on board and as excited as I am. Now, please, follow me to the brainstorming chamber.
Hello, Karen. Good to see you.
I trust you all brought your bathing suits.
I'm always wearing mine.
Oh, you're always naked. It's disgusting. Not everyone wants to see your balls.
At least I have balls!
My friend, this is Mr. Beals.
Oh,
great. Another fucking devil.
Now, now, don't be racist. Mr. Beals is not just another devil. He is the devil. It is an incredible honor to be graced by your presence, my lord.
Nice to meet you, too.
Oh, Mr. Beals and I go way back. He should have some excellent insight for this operation. His grandson, it turns out, is one of the employees at Emperor B.
Well, actually, I figured I could be a big help too, considering I know KT and have been keeping an eye on the other.
Shut up, Jared.
Yes, please show some respect.
As Karen smartly pointed out, my grandson, Ustila Fernand Anguis Leon Beals the 1/4, has worked on and off there for years now. Unfortunately, as he is only 1/4 devil, he doesn't quite hold as much malice in his heart as he should. Pitiful, really. He might have otherwise been a great asset to us.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Green. Now let's talk strategy, shall we?
We must slow down.
We have to hit them where it hurts.
They mustn't expect a thing.
So, here are some blueprints for stealth suits I drew up. I say we creep on them in the dead of night, ninja style. Picture this. All of us in matching black spandex. Huh? Huh?
That is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard.
Sorry, but I have to agree with the head louse here, Jared. Besides, everyone knows I look better in silk.
Does anyone have another idea?
I'll get my lawyer to sue their asses. When we win, we'll buy them as slaves.
And have them do what? Make us pizza.
Over the next few hours, a glorious plan is hatched. There were some minor scuffles, some excellent monologues. I didn't get to contribute as much as I would have liked, but it was no matter. They'd soon see what I was capable of. We split up to prepare our attack.
What you need is a good old rusty made troika pin, trapan, inverse refragmentation grenade. I like to call it the hot potato. One look at this baby and your adversary will think you're trying to bunk him with a fake. Now, I know what you're thinking. Did I disarm an unstable implosive device, or is this just a gimmick with a decoy? Well, hot potato! Now, don't you worry. I'll keep a few of these off to the side in case you change your mind. Guess he had somewhere to be. Can I help you?
We're looking for something that goes, what's the word again, Karim?
I believe the word is boom.
Gentlemen, you've come to the right place.
Look, I get that you're sensitive to sunlight or whatever, but did you really have to go with the pink butterfly umbrella? It's really not very flattering for you and your nudity. I mean, like, your complexion, I'm thinking, like, maybe a mauve would have set it off a little bit better, but that's just me.
It's all I have! It used to be my old roommates.
That KT chick you won't shut up about?
Yeah.
You miss her, don't you?
Of course not! She's a big, freaky, beanie pants!
I see. Okay, this is the place. The law offices of Bale and Barrett. Well, why are you just standing there?
Could you maybe invite me inside?
What?
I don't want to say it. It's embarrassing.
Oh, come on. Just spill it already, wolf in a vampire body.
I need an invitation to enter.
You need permission to enter? That's the most fucking stereotypical vampire bullshit I have ever heard. Who the fuck needs permission to enter a public building?
You all right back there, Mrs. Lynn?
Du din satans helvete jävla skit!
Unable to translate.
This seems like as good a spot as any.
You ride like a bonobo on vasodilators. I am exhilarated.
Thanks, babe.
Hur kan vi visa fram för att den
How are you not hurt by the sun?
Oh, it does hurt. Hear that little sizzle? That's my flesh.
You are so bad ass, so hot.
There's a reason I'm the leader of the Sun Ticks.
Okay, I am ready. Turn me now.
The Sun Ticks are back, baby!
Maybe we should get you some chapstick first.
Okay, here's the plan. I'll go in and draw out the doctor. Once I have him occupied, you take this trolley to the morgue and snag as many corpses as you can.
Understood.
Let's do it.
Yeah, just a minute.
Oh, do I know you from somewhere?
Yeah, try your bedroom.
You remember that, then?
I remember everything!
Okay! Well, why don't you come in and we'll talk about it? Can I get you anything? Beer? Hot chocolate?
Do you have marshmallows?
Yeah, I should be able to rustle some up.
I'll take a hot chocolate, then! Ahem!
Rove, tables 4 and 5, go!
On it!
Akiko, take your break.
Finally.
Pop, cover the oven for her.
The Bobinator's on it!
KT, keep those fresh pies coming.
You got it, boss.
Hey, Maggie, can you run this delivery?
Sure, Gordon. Not a problem.
Hey, G-Man.
Whoa, I haven't seen it this busy in here in a while.
I know, isn't this great? Who'd have thought the gluten-free Cosmic Hero would be this popular?
I'm happy for you.
We'll catch up later. I got more customers to help. Customers, Fernod! Fernod? Oh, hell, of course she's here.
What the fuck, Mustila? Why haven't you been answering my calls? I'm your goddamn pregnant wife! I shouldn't have to drive all the way here when I need help.
Hey, well, you see, my phone broke. Bob picked it into a calzone.
Hey, I'm doing my best here. Ow! Why didn't anyone tell me ovens were hot?
Bullshit. How dare you ghost me? We're married, and I'm about to pop, and I know my rights. Ghosting me is totally illegal.
Guys, could you maybe do this later? We're kind of busy here.
Buzz off.
Look, Mustila, I can't do this all by myself, okay? I really need your help. Your child needs your help.
You're a witch! Just wait until it drops and cook it in your cauldron! Aren't there like a bajillion potions that call for infants?
You're repugnant.
Verna, customer!
I have a customer! Okay, now go away! Hi! How can I help?
Hello there, Mustila. Good to see you.
Grandpa? What are you doing here? Is everything okay?
It has been a while, grandson, hasn't it? I heard you had a child on the way, and as I've accumulated a couple weeks of leave, I figured, why not drop in and meet the mother of my great-grandchild? Ah, is this her? What a beautiful woman you are. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Why, thank you.
And do you know if it is a boy or a girl?
A boy. We're calling him Kobe.
It's good to see you again, Mr. Beals. I think the last time was... when we made that deal I hire your grandson.
Indeed. I believe you are correct.
Hey, who's that guy you brought with you, Gramps?
No. No! There's no way he could have spotted me. I'm a master of the crane stance, and I've been perfectly still for the last 5 minutes! Unless... I double-check my leotard. Of course! A crease! That explains everything! Damn. No matter.
Oh, gods. It's Jared. I almost didn't recognize him with clothes on. And he has my umbrella. I was wondering where that went.
You know this guy?
He's my old roommate. The one I told you about, the one I accidentally turned.
Oh, the lichen trender. You never mentioned he was such a dipshit.
Well, he used to be really sweet, in his own way.
Hey, how do I smell death? These are dead bodies.
Damn right they are. Oh my, are those police sirens I hear? Good luck explaining why you have stolen corpses in your store.
Carl, you could have at least helped me lift them, lazy bastard.
Fireballs incoming!
Those aren't fireballs.
Ah! The Sun Ticks are back, baby!
I am now quite sunburned, but found that to be quite exhilarating. Hashtag Sun Ticks Rule.
Mustila!
Damn it, woman! You're not allowed behind the counter!
Mustila! I feel really dizzy.
Look, everyone! I found a bitch pup outside!
Put me down!
Holgar! I should have known you were behind this.
I thought the contract he signed made it so he couldn't hurt us.
I believe I can shed some light on that.
Yeah? And who are you?
Lawrence Huntenbeck of Ball and Barith. Attorneys at law.
Told you I'd bring my liar.
You see, Gordon, my client, Karen Holga did indeed sign a contract preventing him from causing harm to you and your employees. However, you will note that in this particular instance, he is merely an observer and not a direct or indirect contributor to the mayhem.
How about them pomegranates?
You might want to put the girl down, though, Karen.
Oh, right. There you go, bitch pop.
In that case, who is behind this?
It was finally my moment to shine. That would be me!
Oh, no.
I leapt across the counter and grabbed KT by her throat. I reached into my pocket and pulled out my lighter.
Stila, the fucking baby is coming!
Well, then take your damn pants off, woman! Or is that something you need help with, too?
You know, I heard vampires are flamma. Oh, who am I kidding? This is pointless. I'm leaving.
Jared, wait. I'm sorry for every...
All right, everybody on the floor now. Gordon, lock the door.
Look, Mr. Beals.
I said lock the door.
Okay.
Now listen up, people. My great-grandson Kobe is being born right now. And I want to make sure he gets a proper welcome into the world. When he pops out, he's going to be very hungry. And it's vitally important that he feed on hopelessness, fear, and desperation. Otherwise, he might end up like his idiot father over there.
What?
Okay, places, everyone. Just like we rehearsed. Chop, chop.
Hey, Alberta, is it? My name is Mrs. Lin. Now, take some deep breaths. In, out. Very good.
Ow, quit that.
What? You don't like being slapped by a corpse?
No. It's gross.
But are you getting scared?
Not really, no. Mostly just disgusted.
That's not working, Carl! How are we doing over here, my Starfleet?
Look! I have pointy teeth!
Oh no! Please don't hurt me!
Oh, very good!
Gender stereotypes may have begun as early as our hunter-gatherer days of sexual division of labor. While there is a precedent that suggests it, gender roles had evolutionary origins.
Oh my! A gender studies lecture! Very frightening. Good work, Andy.
Honestly, I'm more bold than anything else.
Nothing scarier than a class-action lawsuit. Take it away, Mr. Huttenback.
With pleasure. Mr. Gordon Zarr, I must inform you.
What the heaven, guys? None of this is remotely scary. Carl, take this shotgun and shoot someone.
You shouldn't shoot anyone, man.
Who should I shoot?
You're all being totally, quite 100% uncool. G-Man has been nothing but an upstart member of this community,
shoot someone.
Providing this nice place for people to gather and...
Oh.
You have been listening to Emperor Pigs, Episode 12, The League of Scorned Patrons, written by Kat Tanasiev and Persephone Rose. Featured in the cast were Poppletron as Jared, Grant Patrizio as Lord Holgar, Persephone Rose as Mr. Beals and Fernod, Cassandra Cherry as Haley Carlson, Ariel Marie Highwind as the Sophisticated Operational Functionality Interface, Lexi Lee as Alberta, Dirk Alley as Carl, Carlos Ortega Jr. as Gordon, Ken Marsiglia as the Suntic Leader and Hank, Katie Otten as the Androgyne, Toshchi as Lawrence Huttenback, Esquire, Jordan Oren as KT, Becky Gann as Lily, David McIver as Dr. James Singer, Sarah McManus as Rove, Tara as Akiko, Lynn Steindler as Bob, Jessica Rose as Maggie, and Felicia Elifstrom-Hedian as Mrs. Lind. Original music arranged and performed by Megan Rose Scott. Emperor Pig's theme song by Jordan Oren. Our sound engineer was Carlos Ortega Jr. Emperor Pigs is a creation of Persephone Rose. The executive producer for Postal Roach is Persephone Rose. Oh my god! Every time I try to record.
Persephone, get down! There's a fucking racist in that helicopter!
Lars? What's going on?
I said get down!
Lars!
I gotta run now! Lots of Nazis and Klansmen to hunt down across all of time and space! But just make sure the audience knows that even though I might have gotten fired from INN, they can still catch me in the upcoming feature-length radio drama special, Lars Wilson and the Birth of Bigotry, only from Postal Roach Audio! Bye now!
Production copyright 2019 by Postal Roach. Visit us on the web at postalroach.com. And somebody fix that fucking window before season 2 starts! Jesus. I'm gonna need 10 fucking vape pens. Special thanks to our very important patrons Alexander Ismail and Carlos Ortega Jr. on Patreon. Patrons who have made lifetime pledges totaling $5 or more will be receiving access to a special bonus episode very soon. Keep an eye on your inboxes, and thank you for your support. If you're not a patron yet, but you're interested in catching that bonus episode, show Emperor Pig some love at patreon.com/postalroach. We hope you've enjoyed season 1 of Emperor Pigs. We'll be back in 2020 to continue the saga with season 2, but until then, keep in touch with us on Twitter at Emperor Pigs and Facebook at facebook.com/emperorpigs.
Thank God the school day is over! What another horribly boring day learning about stuff I'll never use in real life! Let's see if I can score some pot for my long walk through the woods home! Wow, right on cue! A shady-looking white van just materialized out of nowhere!
Hey, kid. Heard you were looking for the good shit.
Hey, stranger! I sure am!
Well, check this out.
Wow! The Emperor Pig's original series soundtrack featuring the music of Megan Rose Scott? This is even better than pot! I'm going to listen to it right now! I'm Maggie. It's my first day, and I'm a werewolf that can't control my temper, and I eat all the customers.
I'm Peter. I got snakes for hair, and I'll turn you to stone.
No, I'm not the destroyer. I'm just the manager of a pizza shop.
I've got so many kids. I'm everybody, baby daddy.
If I eat people in a parallel universe, I'm not really eating them at all.
Rapist, murderer, slave. And the best chef in Roachia.
The Emperor Pig's original series soundtrack. Available from your favorite music dealer.
Coming soon from Postal Roach Audio.
Lars, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm afraid I have to let you go. We found some social media posts that you made that can only be described as, well, racist.
I assure you, I did not write those things! I wondered when we'd be meeting again. My evil doppelganger from the white supremacy universe. He's been traveling from dimension to dimension, teaching the locals how to judge and hate each other based on skin color. I can't do this alone. I need your help.
You looking for a ride, little man?
Nobody knows portals like Fernand!
Pimpmaster Arturius of Club Round Table. You can call me Artie.
Computer! Plot course for the dawn of racism!
Course plotted.
Lucy, attack!
Oh, shit! An Australopithecus afarensis!
Dirty moth head, points monkeys, spoke!
Correction. This is an Australopithecus super racist.
Lars Wilson and the Birth of Bigotry.
Why can't we all just get along?
Because, Lars, you're impossible to work with.
Only from Postal Roach Audio.
Today, I'm carting around some big-shot business mogul from out of town. Here to check on his local assets or whatever. Fares for corporate bigwigs like this are normally pretty routine, but this fucking guy...
Ah! So this is Baltimore!
God damn it, I told you people no! Do not need my windows cleaned every time I stop at a red light.
Hey, just let it happen, man.
What? I'm not paying them for this. Where are you going?
Excellent work, Tyrone. Infernot will personally see to it that your crew gets a raise!
Oh, thanks, boss!
Next up, 25th and St. Paul, please!
This is gonna be a long fucking day.
Boy, I'm hungry. Let's go get some lunch.
I'd love to, but I have to work on my tax return.
No problem. We'll do both.
Both? How?
We'll just go to that place where you can file a form and force-feed some frijoles at the same time.
Of course, you mean
Taco Tax!
Good day, senores. I am Hugh, your waiter. Here is your menu and your 1040. What would you like today?
I'd like the number 7, please.
Add the taco enchilada and standard deductions. And you, senor?
Gee, I don't know. What do you recommend?
Oh, the chimichanga and charitable deduction is very good today.
I don't know.
Or if you're on a budget, I think you'd like the burritos and bankruptcy platter. We call it Chapter 11 Heaven.
No, I had a pretty good year.
Oh, too bad, senor. Then you're eligible for our gotta pay a lot of tostada. Both the taxes and the tostada will eat you alive.
Fine, I'll take that.
Okay, how many nachos?
2.
How many dependents?
3.
5.
Man alive, no jive?
I told you, I had a good year.
Now, what to drink?
Tea for 2.
W2?
On the double, Hugh.
I hope you enjoy your meal. I'll be right back with your refund.
Make your taxing more relaxing. You get more on your plate of food that's great, but give much less to the IRS at
Taco Tax, Taco Tax, Taco Tax.